You bring Ukraine into NATO, and all this stuff will be up and ready, and then it'll just take the shoot down of a Malaysian aircraft, and about which everybody's forgotten. Nobody knows who did it. There seems to have been an agreement among the major powers not to tell us who did it, which suggests it wasn't the rebels, wasn't Russia after all. But it would take something like that, which can happen in these circumstances, to launch something that was unthinkable.
What do you mean there seems to be an agreement between the major countries?
Well, in addition to the insurance company for the airplane, which technically has legal responsibility, the major countries that are doing it, Britain has the black boxes. The Netherlands are involved. There was a report the other day that these parties, these states, have agreed that they would not divulge individually what they have discovered. Now, they've had plenty of time to interpret the black boxes. There are reports from Germany that the White House version of what happened is not true. Therefore, you have to look elsewhere for the culprit who did the shooting down. They're sitting on satellite intercepts. They have the images. They won't release the air controller's conversations in Kiev with the doomed aircraft. Why not? Did the pilot say, let me speculate, oh my God, we're being fired on by a jet fighter next to us, what's going on? Because we know there were two Ukrainian jet fighters. We don't know, but somebody knows. You might ask, you might get somebody on who's been investigating this to find out what they actually know.
Well, we want to thank you very much.
That's a digression. I apologize.
No, that was...